This is the VOA Special English Health Report. Michael DeBakey performed more than 60,000 operations during his long career as a heart surgeon. His patients included American Presidents John Kennedy, Lyndon Johnson, and Richard Nixon. They also included Russian President Boris Yeltsin and the Shah of Iran. Dr. DeBakey died July 11th in Houston, Texas, 2 months short of his 100th birthday. As a medical student in 1931, he invented the roller pump. Years later, it would be used for blood transfusions during heart operations. The roller pump became a major part of the heart-lung machine. The machine pumps oxygen-rich blood to the brain and other organs so doctors can operate on the heart. Michael DeBakey was a pioneer of open heart surgery, which has saved countless lives. The name means that the chest is open and surgery is performed on the heart. Doctors may or may not open the heart itself as well. Michael DeBakey was born in Lake Charles, Louisiana, on September 7, 1908. His parents were Lebanese immigrants. He was always a good student. He loved to learn. As a child, his mother taught him to sew. This proved helpful years later when he sewed polyester tubes into patients to perform heart bypass operations. He developed a way to replace or repair blood vessels with Dacron, a stretchy man-made material. He continued to improve on the process. Today, the DeBakey artificial graft is used around the world. He was also a pioneer in artificial hearts, heart transplants, and recording surgeries on film. He revolutionized medicine in the 1950s and 60s. During World War II, he helped develop the Mobile Army Surgical Hospital, or MASH. Michael DeBakey earned his medical degree in 1932 from Tulane University in New Orleans. For years, he led the Baylor College of Medicine in Houston. He joined the faculty in 1948 when the school was still part of Baylor University. He became president of the medical college and supervised its separation from the university in 1969. Over the years, he received many awards. In April, he received Congress's highest civilian honor, the Congressional Gold Medal. Michael DeBakey continued his work until his death. He received a hero's burial last Friday at Arlington National Cemetery, across the Potomac River from Washington. And that's the VOA Special English Health Report, written by Katie Weaver. I'm Pat Bodner.